app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Columbia caves in a showdown with President Trump over deportation flights and threatened 25% tariffs. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
Colombian officials plan to travel to the U.S. today for high-level talks, but the White House says an agreement has already been reached that would satisfy all of President Trump's demands, including the return of illegal migrants to Colombia without delay using U.S. military aircraft. In return, threatened sanctions will be held in reserve and not signed.
Colombia refused to accept two flights of migrants over the weekend. CBS News has learned top Trump administration officials are in Chicago overseeing targeted sweeps on undocumented immigrants there. Chicago Alderman Michael Rodriguez.
The fact is that these fearful raids, these sinister raids are unjust and they're causing mayhem in our communities.
Thousands of Palestinian refugees are headed home 2 days after a ceasefire paved the way for the release of four more Israeli hostages. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Thousands of Palestinians began streaming back to northern Gaza after Israel opened the Nitzarim corridor, which divides the Gaza Strip in half. The corridor was opened after Israeli troops pulled back from part of the area. Many Palestinians see the return to northern Gaza as a victory, even though large areas of northern Gaza have been destroyed.
A possible solution to the TikTok ban, President Trump has paused. CBS News has learned a company called Perplexity AI has presented a proposal to Chinese-based ByteDance that would allow the U.S. government to own up to 50% of a new entity that would merge with TikTok's business in the U.S. Kansas City and Philly are headed to the Super Bowl, and Birds fans are psyched.
A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Eagles trounced the Commanders 55-23. The Chiefs eked out a 32-29 win over the Bills for a possible date with history. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on CBS.
I'm just so proud of my teammates, man, how they responded. That was a great football team, and I'm just lost for words. I'm excited for New Orleans.
If the Chiefs win February 9th, they'll be the first team in NFL history to bring home three Lombardi trophies 3 years in a row. Americans are a positive bunch when it comes to the numbers. Analyst Sarah Rutledge with the National Association for Business Economics.
The economy is doing fairly well. Business conditions are stable.
NABE's new report finds more than 80% surveyed are not worried about a recession, but many are concerned about how President Trump's policies will impact their businesses. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeast Wisconsin saw a dangerous weekend on its frozen lakes, with several ice rescues and one fatality reported. Four people were pulled from Wind Lake after falling through the ice in two separate incidents Saturday. In Waukesha County, a 61-year-old man died after his UTV broke through the ice on Pewaukee Lake. Scuba divers found the man after being underwater for at least 40 minutes. Temperatures will be higher this week, leading officials to continue to warn about uncertainty on the ice. Winter winds are whipping today with a wind advisory in effect. It runs through early tonight, with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour possible. Winds are out of the west at a sustained 20 to 25 miles an hour. A warning is out, especially to people driving high-profile vehicles. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Three people, including a kid, somehow escaped injury after their Jeep veered off Highway 20 Saturday. Kansasville Fire and Rescue says the vehicle went about 150 yards off-road, hitting a signpost and a utility box before coming to a stop. An investigation continues. Mr. Baseball's birthday was over the weekend. More fans gathered at American Family Field to add on to the growing memorial near his statue. He passed away January 16th after battling small cell lung cancer. Family and close friends of Euchre gathered late last week for a private service. It's reported the family and the team are planning a public memorial sometime this summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Chiefs beat the Bills. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat the Bills 32-29. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes on having the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row.
It's just so hard to get to the Super Bowl, and I don't take it for granted. And to be able to do it again at Arrowhead was special. I mean, last year it was awesome. You get there and you win it, but you're at a different stadium. And then being able to win it at Arrowhead, these moments that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen now being 0-4 in the postseason against Kansas City.
It's not fun, but to beat the champs, you gotta beat the champs, and we didn't do it tonight.
The Chiefs will face the Eagles on Sunday, February 9th in Super Bowl 59. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beating Nebraska 83-55. Nebraska has now lost six in a row. NBA, the Bucks are in Salt Lake City tonight to take on the Utah Jazz inside the Delta Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle and a high in the mid-40s. Turning partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and mostly sunny and still a little breezy tomorrow, high in the low 40s. Staying mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
I'm not one of those people who's like, this country's going to hell in a handbasket. Things used to be better. No, a lot of stuff is better now than it was before. My brothers and sisters, I'm the youngest of 10, they would always bring up TV ratings as like a barometer of how well the country was doing, where they'd be like, you know, 50 million people used to watch Cheers or MASH or All in the Family. Yet the reason 50 million people watched All in the Family is because there was nothing else to do. You either watch All in the Family or go stand in the yard. There was nothing you could do. Also, TV used to, are you out of your mind? TV's never been better. It never will be better. Because we binge watch. That's like a junkie word. You know what I mean? I didn't even realize I was a binger till fairly recently. Like, I was watching Stranger Things, and I'd watch, like, a bunch of episodes in a row. And then after the third one, like, that pop-up window came on. Like, new episode in 5, 4, 3. And I was like, let's go. I don't have that kind of time. Let's go. Skip intro. Yeah, I don't need a recap. I just watched 3 episodes, dude.
Here's Diana Ross, the Supreme Stop in the Name of Love. At a Christmas party back in the 70s, we used to, three of us at the radio station, used to do that song choreographed. Every time I hear that song, I think of the dopey choreography we had. It was fun, though. I got to admit, I look back now. Nippy wasn't so fun. All right, I cannot believe it. Today, increasing cloudiness, highs near 45. The big melt. Got my car cleaned over the weekend. I found that instead of a white car, I had a black car. I was serious. We had to go out to lunch with somebody. Said, I got to get this car cleaned first. I can't stand it anymore. I can't even see out the windows. There's so much salt on the car. And I finally got it cleaned, and I said, wow, it feels good to drive in this clean car. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45. Becoming clear tonight, lows 24. Partly sunny, highs near 42 tomorrow. Going to be nice. Right now, clearing 20 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're talking to Nell Minow, the movie mom. She'll be here. And we're talking about the Academy Award nominations, the Razzie nominations, the worst of the worst. That's all coming up here. It's 6:11 now, and good morning. From WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Let's look out my back door. Here's CCR at 6:11 on a Monday morning at WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One less apparition, divided by magicians.
CCR looking at my back door, 6:13 at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness, highs near 45 today, clearing 20 right now here at Radio Park. Cinnamon Toast Crunch teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls for a new pizza-flavored cereal. Wow. It tastes like pizza, they say, but it also still has that Cinnadust on it. The only way to get it is to win a box through Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and that will be at the online store tomorrow. There's roughly a 0% chance you will get a box, but if you really want to see what it tastes like, here's what you do. Get pizza rolls and jars of Cinnadust. They're available at the grocery stores. Make sure you're close to the bathroom when you take your first bite, because I'm told it's really, really gross.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us. And-
and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Good bread. You know how many years it took me to figure out what he was saying in that song? This is before you can Google the lyrics. He just had to listen to them 100 times. I'm a real cool head making real good bread. It's 616 WRJM local news, timeless hits, and here's how to make some nice cash and feed your face at the same time. The site Finance Buzz is hiring one person to taste 20 different Super Bowl snacks from Costco. They'll pay $1,000 and a $500 gift card to buy the food. Applications are open through Wednesday. Why do they do this stuff? Just, I mean, I'll take $1,000 just to eat. That's not bad. It's 617 Local News, Tamla Sitz and Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Really good actors are supposed to be fearless. Leonardo DiCaprio is typically one of them. That was not the case, though, on the set of Django Unchained. During a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Jamie Foxx recalled DiCaprio, who played a ruthless slave owner, had trouble saying words that were racial slurs, even though he was in character. According to Foxx, Samuel Jackson put DiCaprio at ease, saying, like only Samuel Jackson can, "You can say that, mother." DiCaprio got the point. If you've got $150 million burning a hole in your pocket, consider purchasing Tom Brady's house. The amazing quarterback and mediocre commentator is selling his mansion in Miami. Don't worry, renovations are done, and they must have been doozies because he purchased the home in 2024 for $17 million smackers. Not many people pocket $133 million on a sale. Anyone interested in pretending to be filthy rich and taking a tour? I'm in. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope. It's a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. If you want to learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain, and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises, because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room, and now everything smells weird!
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heart?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is the word I use to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna
you're gone.
72 the year. Nice to be with you. They actually had one more song. I think it was called I Believe in Music or something like that. It wasn't as big a hit as that, but that one will stay and do the test of time. All right, big announcement from Spirit Airlines. Are you ready for this? You can not wear see-through clothing anymore on Spirit Airlines. Now, if they kick you off your next flight, it's probably because of that. We're not going to go into the fine details, but I think you know what we're talking about here. And by the way, their policy also covers lewd or offensive body art. So certain tattoos can get you kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight as well. I don't fly much, but I don't hear good things about Spirit Airlines. We had a comic did a bit about it, and somebody was having a medical issue on the plane, and they said, is there a doctor on the flight? And he's a doctor on a Spirit Airlines flight. It was, I've never flown Spirit Airlines, so I don't know, but I hear jokes about them. 626, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN with the King. Here's Don't Be Cruel. Here's Elvis.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't stop the hanging of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
That's Elvis, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And if this doesn't shame you into exercising, nothing will. At the age of 99, Dick Van Dyke still works out 3 days a week. You know what? I am ashamed.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes. So come on, join in, everybody. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears there. And I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything.
Leslie Gore. That's a nice way to wake up in the morning. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbow. I think that was actually from the movie Ski Party, one of those Frankie and Annette movies. Yeah, I think that's where the song came from. Not sure, but I think so. Hey, we're not even in a month into 2025 yet. A lot of people are feeling burnt out already. But if you're in that group, here are some tips to turn things around, right? Get some movement in everyday life. In other words, don't just sit there all day long. Eat foods that fuel you. Get your stress under control, get better sleep, and find something that makes you happy and do it more often. Like, oh, I don't know, listening to timeless hits at WRJN. That's just off the top of my head here. It's 6:30, it's news time, and once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Police changes are coming to a Racine County community. The Waterford Town Board has decided to eliminate its local police department and outsource law enforcement to the Racine County Sheriff's Office. It's a five-year contract. The move follows a year of investigations and staffing shortages in the Waterford Police Department. There's not many answers coming from a Waukegan hospital where a patient was found unresponsive on the roof last week and died. An investigation is underway following the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus, who was found unresponsive on the roof of Vista Medical Center East in Waukegan Thursday. She checked in with an illness Tuesday. The incident has raised questions about hospital security and patient monitoring. There have been upgrades at the Kenosha course. Now Racine leaders are looking at improvements. The Racine Common Council last week approved an agreement allowing some golf consultants to explore potential upgrades at the Shoup Golf Course. The move grants those companies 6 to 12 months to conduct a review, which could include redesigning the course. And a Kenosha fighter won a title over the weekend. Ben Rothwell claimed the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship World Heavyweight title with a 36-second knockout victory at an event this weekend in Philadelphia. The 43-year-old is a former UFC fighter and is now 4-0 in bare knuckle boxing. Rothwell owns and operates Rothwell MMA in Kenosha. That's a gym operating in a former antique mall along I-94 in Kenosha County. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some changes announced by the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. They've decided to restructure a bit. Their president explains why next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Charlie Crave is the president of the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board of Directors, and he said they made the decision to merge some of their services with the UW Foundation for some simple efficiencies.
The reason for that is they currently hold most of our funds, so our funds are invested through the UW Foundation. However, they have a hallway of lawyers, accountants, etc., etc. We currently outsource a number of those services. And while they are competitively priced, we have done our research. We are absolutely positive we can save money by operating with the structure of the UW Foundation.
Charlie Crave, president of the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board. Now, under their restructure, they did release Executive Director Brenda Scheider, as well as her assistant, Joanne Wolin. Still, Crave says the efficiencies they're finding with this restructure should help donor dollars go farther and continue the 70-year history the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation Board has had. And Wisconsin milk production looking pretty good for 2024's end. The December milk production came in 2.69 billion pounds of milk, up just a little bit compared to a year ago. But we did it with 1,000 fewer milk cows than November, 5,000 fewer milk cows than Wisconsin had compared to a year ago. Each one of those cows producing about 2,125 pounds of milk, up 10 pounds from last December. That's just a quick check on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds and breezy today, maybe an afternoon sprinkle and a high in the mid-40s. Turning partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-20s, and mostly sunny and still a little breezy tomorrow, high in the low 40s. Staying mild and dry for the rest of the week. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
We are very different. We're very different because she grew up in like a family of hippies. You know, both her parents are total hippies, and I grew up in a normal family. So it's just very different. Like when I was single, I used to use Irish Spring because I liked it. Then I met my wife, Erin. We move in together. She sees my soap in the shower. She's like, oh, no, 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 no. What is it? This is terrible. You cannot use this. That has aluminum in it. I didn't see any. She's like, no, 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 no. You got to use this weird misshapen oatmeal rock I bought from a homeless person at the farmer's market. It's free range. So I'm using her soap. First of all, it hurts because there's like little pebbles in it or something. I don't know. One time I was using it, it cut me. I look at the soap, there's a stick in the soap. I never found a stick in my Irish Spring. That's a big selling point when I buy soap, no sticks.
Tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Taking care of my baby. 6:39. Local news. Tablets hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45. 45. Wow. Just a week ago, we were like, what, minus 10? That's a 55-degree swing. Look for clear skies later tonight. Should be coming clear. Lows around 24. Then partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. Now, I don't want to say this to put the whammy on it. Is winter over? Clear right now, 20 degrees right here at Radio Park. Don't forget, coming up after 7, Nell Minow is going to be here, the movie mom. And we'll be going to talking about the Academy Award nominations and the Razzies, the worst of the worst. That's coming up with Nell at the top of the hour. If you're a positive thinker, this is good news for you. Just thinking positively can help you live longer. Studies have found that optimism is associated with a lower risk of heart disease, and people who score highly on tests of optimism live 5 to 15% longer than pessimistic people. Man, am I in trouble. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside.
And A World Without Love. I always get them confused with Chad and Jeremy. They were so interchangeable back in the mid-60s. Peter and Gordon, Chad and Jeremy. It's 6:43, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Increasing cloud cover today with a high near 45. Right now it's clear and 20 right here at Radio Park. All right, what'd they say? Chiefs and the Eagles in the Super Bowl? Chiefs going for the third consecutive Super Bowl win? Could set a record? All right, talking about the NFL. Only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds in 1970. Only one. Now, by 2014, there were over 400 players in the NFL weighing over 300 pounds. Right now, there's 500 players in the NFL weighing over 300 pounds. That's 20% of the league. And on a somewhat related note, once you hit the age of 70, your body has shed 105 pounds of skin. So, that's a start, right? It's 6:43, local news, timeless hits. That's the only way I'm going to lose weight. WRJM with the Bee Gees, got to get a message to you.
The preacher talked with me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me. Come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life, you're alone. But you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
Got to get a message to you. That's before they hit the disco craze in the 70s. It's 646. Local news time. Let's hit to WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 45. Wow. Clear tonight. Lows around 24 and then partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. It's clear and 20 degrees right now at Radio Park. And this is the week we're giving away Herman's Hermits and Association tickets on WRJN. Listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings at about 10:45. Dan Marcus will play clips of his interview with Herman's Hermits. And he's the lead singer, Peter Noon. By the way, remember what they're talking about, because sometime after 2 p.m., Kurt Vollmann will ask you to call him and tell him what the main point of the interview was about. Now, if you're the first person to recall that, you'll win a pair of tickets. Herman's Hermits with the Association playing all their timeless hits Friday, February 28th at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And you can win those tickets right here at WRJN. All right. This is kind of an awesome piece of NFL memorabilia fan can own, or the worst. I'll let you decide. The Philadelphia Eagles are selling snow from the playoff game they had against the Rams recently. It's sold out online. You can still get some of the snow at Lincoln Financial Field's ticket office. My question is, what are you going to do with it? I mean, make lemonade out of the snow? I could take any snow from my driveway and say, well, I got this from the Eagles-Rams game. How are you going to know? What are you going to do, a DNA test on it? 648, local news, tablets, hits, WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Sooner or later, girl, you've got to give in. Sooner.
Grassroots local news. Chandler's hit to WRJN. It's 6:53 on a Monday morning. Nell Minow, the movie mom, coming up right after 7, where we'll be talking about the Academy Award noms and also the Razzie nominations, the worst of the worst. That's coming up with Nell at the top of the hour. Speaking about nominees, here's another Mother of the Year nominee. The internet debating whether or not a mother who unplugged her baby's NICU monitor because she wanted to get a nurse's attention to ask for a turkey sandwich was right. Now, the woman claims the nurses told her that she could signal them that way by unplugging the monitor and it would beep and get their attention so she can get her sandwich. But what's the debate? You thought that was a good idea? And yet, here's another nominee for Mother of the Year. A woman drunkenly crashed a golf cart in the snow. 5 kids that she had were aboard that golf cart. I mean, what are these people thinking? A nurse told me I can do it. Yeah, like I believe that. Here come the Hollies. Here's Bus Stop.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say. Please share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go, she stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she'd shop and she would show me what she bought.
News, Tablet's hits with the Hollies, Bus Stop. Increasing clouds today with a high near 45 degrees. Should be nice. Clear tonight. Lows around 24. Partly sunny with a high near 42 tomorrow. Clear now and 20 at Radio Park. Had a dear, dear friend, an old friend of mine for years, 50 years ago we met, called me over the weekend to tell me he is being inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame. That's an honor very few get. And I was so proud of this guy. We met, I helped him get his first job in radio 50-some-odd years ago, 53 years ago, as a matter of fact. And I was so proud. Randy Gordon, he was a New York State Boxing Commissioner, New York State Athletic Commissioner. He's a commentator on ESPN. He's everywhere. He wrote a book, and he dedicated the book to me, which I thought was very nice. And so he called me over the weekend to tell me he's in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And I said, wow, what an honor. So congratulations to Randy Gordon. Hey, it's 6:58, WRJN local news, Tablet's Hits. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch. It's that same old song. Here come the Four Tops.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my
Pork Chops. It's that same old song. 7 o'clock at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And do you ever read the fortunes and fortune cookies when you have Chinese food? Maybe you should. A 60-year-old guy in North Carolina just hit the lottery.